And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some strategies, some ideas to help you improve or enhance your current investments and your future retirement income. And the purpose of this show and all the Financial Destination shows is to provide the listener with the education or knowledge in regards to investments, options that are out there for you that maybe you did or didn't know. And then discuss with a professional, a financial advisor, a planner, or agent, as to the risk and rewards, and determine the suitability for your own goals and needs. Well, today we have a guest from Sun Life Global Investments, the Eastern Canada Director. It's my pleasure, via Zoom call, from head office in Montreal, Francois Bernier. Welcome to Seaside FM, Francois Bernier.
Hi, Roger. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you. So first off, I'll give the introduction, but could you speak to the listeners, your background?
Sure. Well, my official role is, they call that Director of Tax and Estate Planning. I cover Eastern Canada, so everything east of Ontario, basically, and even a little bit part of Ontario, so the region of Ottawa. So basically, my role is to help a financial advisor across Eastern Canada with any legal, tax question, financial planning question that their client might have, or even they might have. So you have a client as an advisor who run to a specific situation, you want to have more background information, more details on the legal ramification, the tax ramification of the situation for the client. I'm gonna be basically the go-to person in Eastern Canada for Sun Life Global Investment. As part of that role, I also do a lot of presentation. So I used to be on the road a lot. I'm not anymore because of COVID. I might go back next year. But right now we do a lot of Zoom presentation with advisor, with even client, or with what I call center of influence, so accountant, tax lawyers, to basically educate them on the various tax strategy, a legal strategy that are available with various financial product, basically.
So you're there to help with some tax and estate planning, some questions that I might have.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Excellent. You and I are going to become really good friends. That's what I'm looking for. So I guess we'll go to questions. So how do you see it? And we talk about it here on the show, but what do you see as the major risks with the investments for retirees? What are their major concerns for retirees these days?
I would say that there's six major risks that somebody face in retirement, a retiree face in retirement. First risk, that's the most obvious, is what we call the sequence of investment risk. So basically, if you are in the accumulation phase, you're 40, 45, 50, and you are accumulating for retirement, the sequence of return, so the fact that you might have a good return on the first year and a bad return on the last year, or vice versa, a bad return on the first year and a great return last year, have no influence on how much money you will accumulate in retirement. But when you get to retirement and you are in the withdrawal phase of your investment, the sequence of investment return is really, really important. If you fall on a really bad investment year in your first year of retirement, it can have a huge impact on how much money will be left in retirement, and you might run out of money in retirement. So sequence of investment return risk, super important. You need to be careful. So that means basically, You should not take too much risk. You should have a portfolio structured the right way in retirement, so you don't have really a awful year in the first year of retirement.
Yeah, you don't want to fall behind early and try to play catch up on money you can't put back in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Imagine the case where you have to withdraw 5% of your portfolio in on the first year of retirement, and the markets do not cooperate, then they give you a return of minus 15%. So it means that already after the first year of retirement, you're already backed up that minus 20% in your portfolio. So you'll, as you say, you'll never catch up in retirement. So that's a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
Outliving your money, what we call the longevity risk in the business. So I see a lot of, and for the first half of their retirement life. So they're good to plan until age 80, 85. But you see that if you look at their plan, they run the risk of running out of money later in life. For a Canadian man or a woman getting to retirement at 65 in good health, usually you have to plan for a life expectancy of around between 85 and 89 years old.
That's changed quite a bit lately, hasn't it? The longevity.
Absolutely. If you look in the 60s, like the retirement age was much lower, the life expectancy was much lower. If you got into retirement in the 1960s, you could expect basically to live about 12 years in retirement. So if you were retiring at age 65, you could expect to live your life expectancy with about 77 years old. Right now, the picture has changed. If you look at the latest number from the 2018, you can expect to live about 18 years in retirement. So basically, the longevity has increased by 50% in retirement as compared to the 1960s. And with the advance in medicine, we're eating better, we're exercising more, people will continue to live longer and longer in retirement. But so when we do a plan as financial planner, basically we have to assume that the client has a life expectancy of around 89 years old, basically.
But I guess with that would also come rising medical costs. Because to keep us around a bit longer, there's more expenses, I suppose.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's what we call in financial planning, what we call the retirement smile. And what the retirement smile is basically the curve of spending during retirement. So you spend a lot at the start of retirement because you do your project, you travel, you might be buying a new car or a boat or something. And as life goes on in retirement, you tend to spend less and less and less. And then as you get older, starting it during your 80s, basically, costs are climbing up again. And the smile, because what of those medical costs that are involved with getting older, unfortunately.
So medical, and I guess inflation right now would be a concern for seniors,
absolutely.
For everybody, but especially seniors, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And inflation is one of the major risks that you face in retirement. If you look at the historical inflation rates, we're running about between 2 and 2.5%. Mm-hmm. Basically inflation, and we see it particularly this year. There are years in which inflation might be low. There are years in which it jumped higher. If you do an average of that, you always have to bank up that there's going to be inflation. Unfortunately, there's going to be inflation on food. There's going to be inflation on your utilities bill. There's going to be inflation on your insurance bill. If you're in a rental apartment, there's going to be inflation on that. So you have to plan for that basically when you do a financial plan with your advisor. Really important.
And all these things are important, especially for seniors. We still eat, they still drive, they still have to heat something. These are costs that have to be important along with your medical and so on. And also, I suppose, taxes, are that still a concern for seniors in their spending days?
Absolutely. That's part of a plan. You need to plan for taxes. So you need to be smart about the way you're going to disperse your accounts in retirement. So from which account I'm going to choose to spend money? I'm going to choose to spend money from my RSP or for my non-reg account, for my non-registered account, or my TFSA, because each has a different tax impact.
Yes.
And each has a different tax bill at death. So you have to be really mindful from which account you're going to spend, from which account you want to preserve. And you want to be also mindful of all the taxes that we have to pay on a yearly basis. So if you have too much income during a year, you can lose some benefit, like the OAS gets clawed back after a certain amount of income. So you usually want to avoid getting to that level. If you've got you're in a lower income tax bracket, you might have access to GIS. Again, those amounts are clawed back if you make too much income. Mm-hmm. So you want to avoid that. Other things, there are some tax credits that are based on the income of the family. So again, you want to make sure that if possible, you stay under the brackets where you get clawed back on those tax credits.
To avoid extra taxes.
Absolutely. But the plan is not to just to avoid taxes year after year after year, but also to be mindful of the impact of having investment income in non-registered account and also keep in consideration that tax has to be paid at debt on the money that you have.
Eventually, it will come. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment more with Francois Bournier from Sun Life Global Investments. We'll be right back right after this.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So we're speaking with Francois Bournier for the Director of Tax Estate Planning, Sun Life Global Investments, Eastern Canada. So I guess, again, it's a nice thing to live longer, but I guess that's our goal. But what is the longevity risk? Why is it such a concern in today's environment?
Well, the longer you live, the more money you need. So, yeah. You can pay expectancy. It doesn't mean that you're going to die at the date of your life expectancy. Life expectancy only means basically that 50% of the population will live until that age. So if I say that life expectancy for a man of 65 in Goodell is 89, it means that 50% of the population of male will get to age 89, but 50% of the male population will survive age 89. So you need to be mindful. That doesn't mean that you should plan until age 89. You need to plan for a longer term period, but at least be covered for the first part of your life. But think about what can happen after your life expectancy. So usually, in good practice as a financial advisor, for men, we'll try to plan for age 94.
Okay.
At least
94.
So 25% of men will live until age 94.
I hope I'm one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Knock on wood. And 96% of women will live. Women have a 25% chance to live until 96 years old. So as a good practice, you want to plan until this age when you do a financial plan.
So now it's 90 plus. That's what you should plan for, 90, well, into your 90s.
Mid-90s, absolutely.
Wow. Well, and you're right, because to get to an average of 89, to get a 7% return, some years you have to have 14% to get an average of 7, because some years are zero. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, for sure.
So talking about pension plans, I mean, I know they're sort of being diminished, the private pension plans from companies that would help you along the way. They're kind of being diminished and phased out. Is there any other plans, I guess, the government plans to help you out in these years of retirement?
Yeah, basically the Canadian retirement system is based on what we call three pillars. So the first pillar is basically government pensions, basically being CPP and OAS. So those plans are basically meant to give you an income, a replacement income in retirement from 25 to 33% of your needs. So OAS, CPP, you cannot live on them. Usually they are meant to basically as a supplement to give you from 25 to 33% of your needs in retirement. So the second leg of the stool of the retirement system in Canada is employer pension plan. So there used to be a lot of defined benefit pension plan who would ensure you a level of income during your lifetime in retirement. But unfortunately, those plans are going the way of the dodo in the last decade, basically. Yeah. So you have a lot of people who have pension plan with their employers, but only have what we call defined contribution plan. So it means that these people have to assume the risk of longevity. Their employer is not covering the risk of longevity. Mm-hmm. They are covering the risk of longevity themselves. Last leg of the stool of the financial planning system in Canada is personal savings. So if you don't, either you don't have a pension plan or you do have one, but you want to supplement it with money contributed either to your RSP, your TFSC, or your non-registered account.
All good stuff people have to plan for. So there's a lot more material. I'm going to ask you to stick around to do a second show. We're going to tape it, and then we'll play it again the following week. But you don't have to stay there in your office for a whole week. We'll call you right back in just a minute. There's a lot more stuff. This is some great, great information. So I just want to thank, first off, Sun Life, who helped arrange all this, and Francois Bournier for taking the time with us this morning. Very informative. I want to get more. And again, we trust the listeners, have gained some knowledge, something you can gain and help you to boost your current investments and extend or enhance your current and retirement income. Again, this show will be on my website in a few weeks. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can visit me, and the office is at 1702 Sackville Drive. The phone number is 902-499-5879. We're going to do a part two right away, so stay tuned. Come back next week and hear it. Once again, this is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.